name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As Christians, we don't much believe in leisure time. We don't much believe in the ideal of not having any work to do and being able to spend our time in relaxation. As Americans, that seems to be a kind of goal. To be able to reach the point where, by way of wealth or a long life lived in toil, looking forward to the time when there will be leisure, the ideal seems to be not to have to work. Christians have never believed that. When Adam and Eve were cast out of the garden, the conditions of their life in the world involved effort, work, toil. When Christ came, he transformed the meaning of the work that we do in the world in order to make it the means of our transformation. That work, that labor is necessary. Spiritual work, spiritual labor. There is no automatic salvation, not according to the Orthodox. According to those who have never heard of Orthodox Christianity, the fullness of the teaching of the Christian faith, or people who reject it because they prefer something else, it may be different. They don't believe it is possible for us to work along with God, to work in synergy, to work in cooperation with Him. For Orthodox Christians, any labor that we do is meant to become and can become a work that is a synergy with God that transforms us within ourselves. Leisure time is that time in between when, for the sake of the weakness of the flesh, we take time and let the body recuperate. And we relax and let the body restore itself. We take the sleep that we need so that we can arise again and live a meaningful life filled with doing the things that feed our soul and heart and transform us and make us into human beings who are like God and are witnesses to those who are not Christians that a meaningful life is possible. St. Paul has many places in his letters where he compares us as Christians to soldiers or to sailors. Christians are spiritual soldiers, spiritual sailors. We spend our time in preparation for the spiritual crises that we know will come. We live in a world where spiritual crises will come, and we have to prepare. We are in training. We have our morning devotions, our morning exercises, which are standing in the presence of God and communicating with Him, and our evening prayers. And we come to the church for the sacraments of confession and communion so that we can be fed spiritual food, so that we have the strength to go and live the spiritual life in the world. But anyone who has ever been in service knows that you spend an awful lot of time in the barracks. You tend to get bored. There's not a lot to do. In between those crises, in between one time when there is a necessity for battle and another. And so you have the unusual phenomenon, it seems, in a way, of soldiers and sailors who are hoping for action so that they don't just atrophy and their muscles and their training, it becomes less. And so even in those slack times when there is no immediate crisis, there has to be a continuation of training. There has to be a continuation of effort made that strengthens and refines those capacities that are absolutely necessary at a time of spiritual crisis. That's how it is for us. According to Father Gregory, of a wonderful mission church that I have heard of. There's a monastery and a mission church there as well. He has said that when Jesus tells Saint Peter and his partners as fishermen that they should set out into the deep in order to lower their nets, it is a message to us that we are called to live life not just on the surface, not just doing what is absolutely necessary, which is what Peter and the others had always done, not just doing our work in order to survive, in order to keep body and soul together. But in the future, they will do work that has to do with the depths of life. Go out into the deep and let down your nets. Do the work that you do, but you will do it now in such a way that you will have a harvest of men, beginning with your own life, by doing this new kind of work. According to Father Gregory, when Jesus says those words to them and to us, go out into the deep and let down your nets, it is a call to an ascetic life. Getting up and doing the things that need to be done, those very things that we don't feel like doing, the things that we would like to avoid, the things that we would like to have behind us. I don't have to work anymore. You know, we have this phenomenon in America called retirement. But if we retire and we have nothing to do, no way to put down our nets into the deep, then we atrophy. Our spiritual lives grow slack. As Christians, this is something that we have to do. We have to have spiritual effort in our life, whatever the means might be. There is a work that transforms us. And it's not just a work of the mind, not just even a work of the heart. It is a work of the participation of our bodies by way of time and space. That is to say, we spend time and we do things. Whatever work we are able to do, or whatever work we need to do in order to keep body and soul together. For a Christian, whatever work we need to do in order to keep body and soul together should be work that transforms, because it's not just a work on the surface. It's a work within ourselves. Now, how can it be that some repetitious task could be that kind of thing? We will rebel against that kind of thing. As soon as we set to work and do whatever it is we're good at, we will rebel, and we deal with that rebellion. We deal with that rebellion as a spiritual work, as part of the spiritual labor of doing whatever it is that we're doing and bringing it to a good outcome. And so any work, however tedious, can become a spiritual work, a creative work. And as it transforms us, and as we do good work, whatever we do in life, we become a witness to others. We don't need to think about how that works. It doesn't matter if we work with our hands or if our work has to do with communication of some kind. Some of us are teachers. All kinds of work are this kind of work. Opportunities to transform us. Whenever we hit up against something that is spiritually difficult, that is an opportunity to abandon our self-reliance and do as St. Paul tells the Corinthians that he and St. Timothy do. We are workers together with Christ, he says. We hope that you do not waste the grace that has been given to you. Work along with Christ in your life. You have been given the grace of God. You have been given the divine energies of God to work along with you if you will work with them. It requires repentance. On those individual and small occasions of inward rebellion, when we want to reject the work at hand, and the work at hand is always abandoning self-reliance and working together with Christ in order to do whatever it is that is a difficulty for us. If it's tedious work, it's difficult for us because it offends our ego, our desire for relaxation, our desire to put ourselves first, and the work doesn't matter. Put it off. If it involves working with other human beings, the challenges will be apparent. That's work in the depths that transforms us. That's what Father Gregory says the meaning of this passage is for us. Whatever work we do in life becomes a way of transforming us. And if we reject it, if we go the other way and constantly are trying to find ways to avoid doing the work now, when our children, we can't get them to do things, we're introducing them to just the beginning of going through the physical effort of doing work on the surface. They've got to learn that first. St. Peter and his companions were good fishermen. They knew how to go about being fishermen. Those are the basics. You know, the ancient Greeks, they would call it paideia, raising up a child so that they can be a human being. First, you teach them the basics. First, you learn how to fish. And then you go out into the depths and you do something with the work that you do in your life that transforms you, that brings your humanity out of the depths so that you are working along with Christ to transform yourself. And as Saint Seraphim says, transform yourself. Live the life of your salvation and you will save thousands around you. Because you will become a witness to the fact that this kind of meaningful life at work with Christ inside of yourself in a way that changes you and makes you into the presence of Christ in the world, your life becomes a witness to the fact that that is possible. Every saint who has ever lived has been that kind of a witness. Living that kind of life is living an evangelical life, according to the Orthodox Christian vision. It is showing forth the presence of Christ in the world by living our lives in a way that would not be possible were it not for Christ. Because no human being could do this kind of work in the depths without God. That is our calling. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.